This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We obviously have to get to some of the bigger questions with this Browns team, but the Cavs are 15-0. The streaking's continuing. We got a chance to cup on Tuesday night versus Boston. The vibes are immaculate. The frog's out. Life is good.
I can't believe I did my frog thing last segment. Now I feel like now would have been the perfect time. Yeah, I feel like it would have been.
You don't lead an hour with a frog thing. You lead an hour with your
frog thing was perfect. I still don't understand the frog thing. I still don't understand the frog. Why is it? We're all just accepting the frog, but I still don't quite understand it. But I don't really need to ask questions, do I?
I think it's better if you don't understand the frog, because it's like in the Chappelle show when the guy would randomly dance through a scene doing the robot.
Yeah.
Like, I know that that's an homage to I almost said Choo Choo Soul. That's not it. What's
that was really good, by the way, that you recognized I was not going to get whatever you were trying to ask. You started to ask me, and then you're like, yeah, nah. You're not getting
I'm trying to remember that it was like a musical show way back in the day for the culture. I can't remember it, but they always had, like, there was one guy who's just high off his gourd, like doing the wacky waveable.
That's what you're doing, yeah. The wacky waveable inflatable guy.
It was awesome. I think that was the amount, but it was better if I didn't know.
Frog makes no sense. That's the best part of the frog.
Okay.
I got a little bit of info on the frog if you're interested.
Do we have thought pieces on the frog?
The inside scoop.
No, well, WKYC actually talked to her. The frog is a female, and she doesn't talk.
Thank you.
Yeah. So they didn't get a whole lot of information, but they got the gist with her body language that she's just there for the Cavs to notice her and to support, and they got the gist that it's just Clevelanders being Clevelanders and just being weird and going with the bit.
So wait.
But it's a girl.
Where was the info there?
They posted this.
That it's a female.
That's female. My info. Okay.
They just posted this on WKYC. I think this new clickbait.
Why am I envisioning when the streak ends, the female frog just goes to work for like Chuck E. Cheese or something?
I actually thought it'd be really funny if the frog went to Boston and then immediately got booed out of the building.
Well, Boston Celtics fans and I don't know, maybe even Jason Tatum, will they stab frogs before the game?
Oh,
oh my God.
Will they do something after the game even to like celebrate? Is there some sort of like killing of the frog thing that'll happen?
I hope
it's
not.
It's Boston. They go places nobody else goes, Nick.
Yeah, but stabbing frogs
not
seems
real
a little...
frogs.
Oh,
not real frogs.
You should have included
fake frogs.
That.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because it's a real frog on the court that the Cavs are dancing with.
Well, no,
I thought we were all under the assumption it was...
So they're going to stab the blow-up doll?
We're living basically in the world of the WB frog, okay? Like, everyone is that to me right now. It's not.
I think it's on you, dog. I think you said stabbing frogs. The implication was
no.
There was an implication.
We're playing in a Mickey Mouse land of nothing is real.
What was?
No,
it?
I totally thought you meant stabbing real frogs.
Jason Tatum's going to stab a real frog.
It's Boston and Philadelphia.
Oh, so now you come around to the idea. You see, now I was crazy, and now you're like, oh, it is Boston.
Yes.
Well, now you gave him the idea.
Hence the stabbing of real frogs. Mm.
Do I think that maybe, just maybe, there will be a Boston fan or two that will partake? Maybe, just maybe.
So wait. We get to, you could say any crazy bleep out loud.
And a Boston fan will do it.
And sometimes a Cleveland fan would do it. Like, if again, this gets more, back. This gets back to, you can't, like, we're going to judge the entirety of a fan base off one crazy a-hole. Sometimes the geographic proximity doesn't matter. That person's just nuts. So if they're stabbing a frog, I'm not going to be like, Boston fan. I'm going to be like, that guy's got a mental health crisis going on.
I mean, somebody's going to have a sign.
Where do you even find a frog in Boston?
Somebody's going to have a sign that it's a frog. You can find frogs everywhere, right? They're going to have a sign with a frog and some sort of gesture that is going to make Jared Allen want to cry.
By the way, Brian on Twitter saying, and of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, saying, are you thinking about Gene, the dancing machine from the Gong Show? I'm not. And I, for some reason, I keep thinking Choo Choo Soul, which is the most insulting thing because it was a god awful kids element on the Disney Channel 15 years ago when my youngest was little. But it's actually like a wildly relevant cult show to the culture that now I can't remember. It's for some reason Choo Choo Soul. Soul Train. I knew Soul was in there. There was always a weird guy dancing in Soul Train.
That's the 70s. You said 15 years ago.
I'm talking about Choo Choo Soul was 15 years ago. Good Lord. We got
Kay was the problem with that breakdown.
There is an element of the audience that, because I just referenced Soul Train, will love me forever.
Sure.
Yeah. You just told you, why don't you go back to stabbing frogs over there, okay?
I got a new idea.
All right.
You know how in hockey they throw squids on the ice? Why don't we throw frogs on the court after wins?
Okay. Can you specify?
Not what? Real frogs. Okay, like thank a Kermit you. The Frog, like a little plush frog doll.
You know they actually have thrown octopi on the ice?
Yeah, we're not hockey.
Okay.
We're not hockey.
Okay,
thought we established the boundaries of every time I say frog in anything, it's in a childlike enthusiasm, not in a, it turns into a fifth grade science class.
No, we have to be clear, because these are toddlers we're talking about in Boston, all right? These are simple people of the earth, all right? You know, morons.
We get out with the people.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That threw me off a little bit. So, you would like to try and once and for all nip it in the bud on this Cavs winning streak to start the season. But real quick here, Katie's going to help us out with a Cavs frog. Katie on the West Side. What's up, Katie?
Hi. I'm the spokesperson for Froggy, the Cavs frog. I work with Cleveland Vibes. We're a local media group that's helping bring the frog to the land.
Did you listen to the whole show waiting for us to talk about frogs and then call in? Because I love you for it, if that's true.
We have some avid listeners on the team, and they just called and said I needed to call in. So I'm happy to speak on behalf of Froggy. She obviously can't speak herself. She's a silent frog.
All right. I love that a frog has a spokesperson. Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, this is this. I think this is a good sign of where we're going. All right, so give us the full download here on Froggy.
Yes. Okay. So Froggy started when the Cavs just won the game to get them to 4-0. I believe it was the Knicks. And one of our content creators just saw that it looked like the Cavs were really heating up. Maybe there was a streak coming. So just on a whim, he decided to share a meme of this frog dancing. I think he repurposed a meme about shredded cheese or something, and decided to use it as a symbol of joy and hope and optimism and good vibes for the Cavs in their upcoming season. So he promised in the initial meme to continue to share it, and that we would continue to share it on our page Cleaver Leave, and that we would continue to share it until the Cavs lost, and now we're at 15-0.
Well, he deserves a massive raise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
That, you know how hard it is to get something to like actually catch on the way that it has? I mean, this is incredible.
It's cool. It's really amazing to see the players and the reaction of the city has been humbling and so exciting.
So wait, does it go away if the streak ends, or are you going to do it after every home game? Because I do feel like the luster of the frog kind of, I mean, it's a streaking frog, right?
Yeah, she's a Cavs win frog. I mean, but the streak is really the point of it to begin.
It's so good branding by you, though.
Thanks. So she's a victory frog is the plan. So I could see that, you know, if the Cavs do lose, which I don't think will happen anytime soon. I think she really believes that they'll go the whole way. But if they do, I could see her popping back up for another, maybe leaping back in for another win every now and then.
Any concern about frog retribution as this thing goes on here? Victory frog, you never know with psycho fans in Boston and Philly. My partner already brought up desecrating live frogs. I'm just curious.
They were plush frogs.
He didn't say that up front.
It was clearly plush.
Not clearly.
Okay, that's good to hear. I'll be completely honest. I'm not sure that we have prepared for that reality. I hope that the Boston fans don't do any harm to any live frogs. That would be tragic. But I think she's so sweet and cute. I would think anybody would try to make a mockery of hurting this sweet frog. I mean, that's on them, man. That's on their conscience.
Katie, thank you for the background on this sweet frog. We appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thanks for casting a light on the joy she's bringing to Cleveland.
I mean, we're just part of that joy. Katie giving us a call there. The official spokesperson of the frog.
Of course, the frog has a spokesperson already.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
What was that, Nick?
I read that in the article, but I didn't want.
That was so nice of her, and she was so serious, and she had frog puns, and she was all ready to go.
I didn't want to include that detail because I just thought it. You know.
I think if it's a streaking frog, I think it's got... I mean, the bad part about that, if she's trying to brand the frog and get the frog to stay around and all that, you can't make it a streaking frog because that means the frog is going to end up like our friends in Boston want to end up with these frogs. But, like, it's much better if the frog... Like, what happens in a losing streak? Are people going to blame the frog?
And we never turned on the rally monkey. Like, we've never... Like, what are the great...
Rally Monkey had a lot of staying power. It's a good pull by you, the Rally Monkey.
I just think any... It's
great animal... What different animals do we have around the sports world that have really rallied together the troops?
Yeah, I can really only remember one of those at a time. And very soon, the victory frog will be taking over for the rally monkey.
No sense for any team related to it. And any time anyone speaks about it, they're like, oh, yeah, they got that like rally frog over there. You hear about that?
I just like...
Everyone's like, what are you talking about?
I like that there's a point where Jonathan gets so pissed that people are enjoying the streak that at some point he just starts raging against frogs.
No.
And I like the idea.
Not going to happen.
That you just start taking it out of the frog. Like, that damn frog.
No.
It's like the gopher in Caddyshack. Like, you're out there just like trying to blow up different swamps out here in ponds because you're just sick of frogs.
No. Big frog supporter here. I can't speak for Boston.
Ago.
No, that was Jason Tatum. That was stabbing frogs 10 minutes ago. That was the people of Boston. That's not me.
Pander your way out there, big boy.
Lover of frogs.
Jonathan Peter. Frog lover. He shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have. 216.
I regret that.
474.
But also, I think I was in a lose-lose here, so I think I just had to find my easiest way out, and I think that might have been it.
You're somehow a frog terrorist and a frog lover at the same time. JP pours cold water, not on frogs, on the Cavs.
That's
streak.
The tease. That's the tease into the break.
Next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.